Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C, and we're back.
We're back.
This is like our fifth podcast in 2 days.
Seriously.
But thank you guys for listening. Our last one was the episode. Now today is the rest of New York, Chicago, the musical with Ariana, updates of all the news that's been happening, and just a reminder, go over to our Patreon tomorrow on Wednesday, or when you're listening to this, it probably is Wednesday. We'll be posting extra bonus content from New York that helps you experience it with us, and some a little taste, if you will, of some of the reason why we went there, which you guys know, hint hint. So you can experience it for yourself. So go over there. It's only $3 a month. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Oh, there's so much news. We were, dealing with New York, and we're like, can we call the news and just say, can you just lay off for the weekend? We need a break. Trying to
Yeah.
get things done.
It was a
Yeah.
lot.
Well, we do have, it looks like July 2nd is the LA court hearing, or a hearing, for the Rachel versus Sandoval and Ariana lawsuit.
Ooh.
So we'll have to go to that. It doesn't sound like it will be that thrilling, though. It was a order to show cause hearing, failure to show proof of service, which is probably to Ariana since she's in New York, and then a case management conference where basically the lawyers tell the judge where they're at with the paperwork, and both lawyer sides get together. So I doubt any of the actual people involved would be present, just the lawyers, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I can't get past the lawsuit that details all of the elements that are not related to Sandoval and Ariana. Like last week you mentioned, why is the James Graham thing mentioned? Why is the Bravo stuff mentioned? It seems like it's like half of this lawsuit are, areas where Bravo failed, but they're not suing Bravo. So are they going to, what, there's that 100 undefined defendants. They could potentially add more defendants, do you think? And that's why it's so, I don't know.
No, I'm not sure.
Like, what do Tom and Ariana have to do with Graham or Rachel not get, like, Bravo taking her mental health advocate away from her from the reunion? Or, like, that's not, this should just be about the tape and whether or not the tape was distributed at all. Anything else is related to Bravo, so sue Bravo or Evolution. It's weird.
To me it read as like a tabloid where they were just trying to really tell their story and get it out there, for everyone to
Yeah.
read.
Yeah. All of these lawsuits, I mean, Mark Garagos is a huge, huge, renowned attorney, but he did the Leah McSweeney one. That seems really ridiculous. I mean, they have her on camera pushing the other ladies on her most recent show to drink more because they were boring. She continued to accept work from Bravo. If these things were all happening that she's claiming, it's just a big reach, a lot of these lawsuits that are happening.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do think there's some effed up things that are going on and happening, but it all seems like, a bit of a reach. I would like, Rachel to pursue her taping without my consent. But yeah, I don't know as far as damages, as far as if it was distributed, which, we've heard that it was not, other than just Ariana to herself and then Ariana to. So the question is, who saw it? Is she entitled to damages because she is, embarrassed, humiliated, whatever, because of, people seeing her that way, which would be mortifying. So, but everyone's claiming that no one saw it, so besides Ariana and Tom, but who knows? I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
July 2nd. It's a long ways away.
It is.
That would be stressful having that hanging over your head.
Yeah, seriously. Well, yeah. Well, today the article came out in Daily Mail, and a source said that Sandoval is like very, very worried about this, and he wants to settle outside of court.
Oh yeah, he's crushed.
Yeah.
Well, so is she, knowing that you taped her without consent, without her
Yeah.
knowledge. I would be crushed by that. Okay, Sandoval. So after TMZ caught Jax outside his gym, because that's what they do, they just linger outside of Planet Fitness. He denied that they were, he said they're fine, they're back together. Brittany is living in the house. And then the next day, more paparazzi pictures of her moving more stuff out of the house, and she looks angry.
Yes.
And then I've read that that house she moved into is $12,000 a month. So I guess you're right, Jenny Craig. No wonder Jenny Craig went bankrupt. They gave all their money to Brittany.
God.
Haven't done Britney's laugh in a long time.
Oh, Brittany.
I forgot we're gonna hear that. Oh, Jax. Not laughing right now though. I
No.
heard that some did you hear that they picked up cameras?
No.
Maybe that was just a rumor that they picked up cameras because of, because of this recent separation.
Oh, wow.
Did you see his tweets? Suddenly, everybody's a marriage counselor. Then he did another one. Actually, it's one of the things that actually working for the both of us and is helping us. We love our bar. Has zero to do with that or drinking. It's communication. I don't know one married couple that hasn't gone through what we are going through. People blaming the bar. But yeah, suddenly everyone's a marriage counselor.
Yeah, I saw the bar one, but that's funny.
He loves the. There's not one single person, like, he would always use that, like, everyone's cheated, everyone. Or, this is normal. You don't know our lives.
Oh, Jax.
I saw one of the funniest comments of the week. It was in regards to. You reposted the TikTok of Schwartz and his new girlfriend, and someone wrote, "That's sweet that Schwartz is babysitting."
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
Poor
yeah.
Schwartz.
We did go check out her Instagram. She looks like a mini Katie Maloney, like a mini me, like a prepubescent Katie Maloney.
Yeah, young Katie for sure.
Yeah, very Gen Z. Very young.
He also made it to Daily Mail about that today.
Oh, what'd he say?
I mean, the article is saying, is he
Oh.
dating her?
Oh. Well, he's in Vegas with her. And did you notice he was doing all those, like, posts and things, but someone else was taking it? Obviously, he was having her. I'm like, who is he with that's taking the photos of him and the TikToks? And now we know. And now we know.
Now we know.
Did you see the clip of Sheena's new song? Did you catch what it's called?
No.
Dead to Me.
Dead to me. Okay.
That's what Ariana said to Raquel. You're dead to me. Another song about Raquel, it seems. I thought we let that go.
I'll have to listen to that one.
Yeah, it was just a clip of, I don't know if they're recorded. I don't know. She said she's going to drop one every month. So you may have to wait till April 1st since
Shoot.
the March 1st drop was Sweet and Sour.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, Lala Preggers, which you guys, we told you. How long have we been saying this? A couple months. January-ish, right?
Yeah, for sure, January.
We said it in January. We suspected she was pregnant for several reasons, which we previously listed, and it's confirmed because we were right. She found out December 22nd. She's now past her first trimester. I thought it was interesting who she, like the course of events. Like she told her mom and her brother, and then she called Jessica, and after Jessica, she called Stassi.
Yeah.
And then it was unclear when. You watched the Amazon Live. Then she told Sheena was the first of the friend group, but I guess after Stassi.
Well,
That's interesting.
she wanted to tell her in person because they were spending Christmas together and everything, and she wanted to see Sheena's reaction in person.
Oh, okay. And then she told, then we were at the VPR premiere party. We were there with her. I guess she told six or seven people there, including Dakota Fanning, which is okay. I guess you don't know her, but you trust her to keep a secret.
Well, she did. She did it.
Yes, yeah. Okay, well, let's see. What else did she say? So they don't know. She said on her next Amazon Live, she's going to reveal the gender, which she says they don't know yet. I think they do know because you can find out very quickly, right? You
You can
did.
f you find out at like 9 weeks.
So what, how many weeks is a trimester?
Well, so she for sure knows.
12. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so on her podcast, and now that I think about it, they probably left it in to try and trick the audience. Like, let's leave this in, and everyone will be like, see, Easton slipped up again, because Easton slipped up before with the pregnancy. And he's like, do you think her birthday will be on yours, Law? Because apparently the baby's going to be born around September. And they're like, oh, did you just say her? Do you think it's a girl? And like, it was either Lala or Jessica. They're like, I think it's a boy. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. Like, it was so dramatic, their reaction. And I thought if he did slip up, they would have cut that out.
Yeah.
They do edit their podcasts. We do not. You know, they would have cut that out. So I think they think they're being clever and dropping like a blooper to throw us off and be like, see, ha, you all fell for it. You think you know? You don't know. And so I'm going to go on and say for sure it's a boy because they're trying to make us think it's a girl. That's my guess. What do you think?
I don't know. I kind of hope it's a boy just 'cause that'll be fun for her. But I have a feeling they know and I think it's a girl. I just have a feeling. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to. I feel like she wouldn't know what to do with a boy, but I don't know.
I think she would totally know how to dress a boy, like swaggy.
Easton said something too, like, yeah, then, Ocean can have our dynamic,
Yeah.
meaning Easton and Lala.
Yes. I've seen people mention that. I'm laughing at this Daily Mail article. I just sent it to you. It says JoJo Siwa gets confused for Dog the Bounty Hunter and Joe Dirt as fans playfully roast her over her mullet, tank top, and gold chain.
Oh, did you sent me?
If I got mistaken for Dog the Bounty Hunter, like that would be it for me.
Oh my God. Or Joe Dirt. I'm not sure. Who would you rather be compared to, Joe Dirt or Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Joe Dirt.
Really? I don't know. I think I'd go with Dog. He's got swagger. He's a badass.
Yeah.
I really liked that, his show and the movie Domino was one of my favorite movies.
Wow.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's a true story. Really should watch it. It's Keira Knightley, and okay. So I'm gonna bring up a couple red flags. Lala was talking about she didn't get nauseous during her first pregnancy. But she's been a little nauseous this time and like threw up In-N-Out Burger and whatevs. She's like, but maybe I did get nauseous and I just didn't know it because all I did was lay in bed during the first pregnancy because it was COVID. She goes, I did what everyone was doing. I just ordered in really good food and watched Housewives all day and laid in bed. That's all any of us did, right? Like the whole world. And I was like, that's a little insensitive. Maybe like Beverly Hills, they keep talking about like Dorit's in her white privileged bubble. Like she doesn't mean to say things out of like bad. She doesn't have ill intent, but she's so kind of ignorant. Like she lives in her bubble. And I would say this is one of those white privilege bubble moments, like a little out of touch with reality. Like I would say more the majority were suffering, like not affording good food, let alone food. Probably not like laying around watching Housewives. Like
Yeah.
people lost their jobs, their bank
Their
accounts,
lives.
their lives, their homes, Just saying, a little insensitive. And then the other kind of red flag moment for me, and don't read it. I just kind of wish she just didn't even bring it up. Like, just keep that to yourself and your friends and family. So they were talking about the donor and how she picked the donor, and she's like, yes. Like what spoke to her was his favorite song and poem both involved the ocean. His favorite animal is lions. Apparently that's hers or something. They both didn't want, like he didn't submit adult pictures and she didn't want to see them, just maybe like childhood pictures, because you don't want to like judge, and he probably doesn't want to be found. Who knows? But then she goes, and then well, I just as far as like race, basically, she goes, I just wanted to minimize my child's obstacles because not everyone in this world is progressive. And she doesn't want her child to have any, difficulties or struggles or have to battle that, which is understandable. But basically, you're saying you want a white baby. And it's like, yes, but also. Lala date like she showed last season she was with that Don guy. She could have gotten pregnant with him and she would have had an interracial baby. So your child would have had to deal with it then. So it just kind of landed weird for me. I don't know. I mean, do you think that's a valid, I mean, it's not, I'm not going to say valid. Everyone can do whatever that F they want. But like, I want to make sure so that they don't have any struggles like that. I don't know.
It's so interesting that she's taking this journey, on reality TV. So she's kind of taking all of us along and all of the thought processes that you have in selecting someone. And, I mean, that in itself is such a privilege to be able to go through and be like, I like this. And like, it's wild,
Yeah, I guess I just red flag. It's like I see that landing wrong, and I can already predict there's going to be backlash for it. So if I was her, I probably just would have kept that to myself too. If you're trying to avoid these obstacles and struggles for your child, you just created a set for your own. But I don't know. I guess we'll see. Maybe I just thought it was weird. Weigh in. I guess we'll see on VPR. They said who helped her through this process and who helped choose her donor. I don't know if I need to see that, but I guess we'll see what we see.
My computer is acting so weird right now. It's like my mouse is moving by itself. It's like, is someone hacking my computer? What's happening?
Oh.
Yeah.
So I was listening to somebody and they were talking about how last summer, like Sandoval's out at, his shows, and we even heard that rumor of the day Scandal broke when we were in Anaheim at his show that he didn't go home and he hooked up with a girl. But like all last summer he was like hooking up with random girls. At the same time, while he was telling everyone, as we've seen on the show, that he's crying and st about still being in love with Raquel. It's like, when you're still in love with someone and they're in a mental health facility, You're not out fucking other girls.
Yeah.
It's weird.
The whole thing, I just like the timeline just hasn't clicked for me yet. It just hasn't.
Yeah. Okay, well, I see this is very riveting information. Like, are you still there? Okay, LVP is going to be on a new show with Gordon Ramsay called Food Stars. I guess it's his show. He's had May 22nd, as well as Vanderpump Villa in April. A lot of LVP coming up. So that's what we have to look forward to.
I mean, maybe LVP being in a new role and having new people to mess with, like, will bring her back a little bit, but I don't know.
Yeah. All right, you want to talk about the rest of our trip in New York and the show Chicago starring Ariana Maddox and our experience?
Let's start with the show.
Okay.
Okay,
Well,
so I mean, like, what was your overall, like, when you were going into it, were you like, this is going to be a mind-blowing show? And was it, or like, what were you thinking going in? Like,
I've seen the show several times, so, but I enjoyed it. And like you said, you paid a bit more attention this time around. Like, there's probably bits of the story, that we picked up on because we're paying closer attention, perhaps.
yeah.
But yeah, I've seen the lead actress in it before. All the cast was great. They're very, because there's no set changes, so which we'll talk about in a second. So the cast, I think, needed to be very engaged with the audience, which they were. There was a lot of eye contact going on. They even reached out to some people in the first row. So I thought everyone was spot on with that. We had talked to several people both the night before, as they were coming out. We were over there by the theater talking to people. Some people were leaving at intermission, and we're like, oh, we thought the show was over, but it turns out it was just intermission. But they were leaving, and they said, oh no, the cast did great. Ariana was great. They loved it. Great show. And like, well, why are you leaving? And we talked to a few different groups of people, or sets of people. There's a couple groups, and they said it was just kind of like they got the gist of it. They felt like they saw what they needed to see, but it went on a bit because there was no set change. Basically, it's just you're looking at a chair. Like, we got tired of just looking at the same chair the whole show. Everyone was really good in it, but people started to drift off. So some people did leave early because the lack of, set changes, lack of, yeah, set changes or set design. So I guess that was like the only negative feedback we heard from other people. My negative feedback is like theater related. The chairs are really small, but they're fine. But they push the alcohol so much, so everyone's by. It was like being at a baseball game. They're like, alcohol, alcohol. They're going through the seats. But it's impossible to like hold your drink, hold your playbill. You have your purse. Everyone has a jacket because it's cold out, and there's nowhere to put anything. So I'm like, I kept fumbling the whole time. So I put my playbill on the floor, but then it kept sliding forwards underneath the seats in front of me. I'm like, no, I don't want to lose it. And I was just like fumbling, I guess. So that's my criticism. And then obviously the bathroom situation, you guys, it was insane. So not ADA compliant, like Katie and Ariana. We were in third row orchestra, right? So everyone, and you pay more for orchestra, everyone down below, it's intermission time. And I say about the peddling alcohol too much that maybe they shouldn't, even though they're making a killing, because my drink was $37 and all it was a cupcake Prosecco, and you can get a bottle of that for like $12. So I basically bought 3 bottles worth of Prosecco, but it was 1 cup. It was $37. Anyways,
It
everyone had to go to the
was?
bath. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Your Diet Coke was $10, right?
Yeah. But with the cup, like, I didn't think that was that bad. And I got free refills.
Well, with the cup, sure. It did come with a commemorative cup, but really it's just a white cup that says Chicago on it. It didn't have like Ariana's face on it or anything.
It was cute. I liked it.
But because they were pushing the alcohol so hard, everyone and their brother had to go to the bathroom at intermission. And I was going to hold it, but I knew we were going to be outside by the barricades for some time. And then I'm like, well, I didn't want to miss out on that part. So I'm not kidding you. And they're like, the bathrooms are upstairs. So it's like three flights of stairs. So everyone in the balcony section got in line first. So everyone in the orchestra section who had to walk the farthest is now at the end of the line. They've got to walk back. It was all the way down the three flights of stairs into the orchestra section was the line. And it took so long. There was only four stalls. And it was just a nightmare. And as I was waiting in line, so both Holly and I experienced this. Holly was off doing her things. I was waiting in line and talking to these girls in front of me. And one girl, she was like digging in her purse, like fumbling to get something. And I can relate to this because when I'm looking for like my chapstick and I can't find it, I just start taking like the bigger items out of my purse or similar items out of my purse. So I stop grabbing at those items and kind of put them in my hand. Well, this girl was doing that and she had her vape in her hand. She wasn't smoking it. Don't think she was intending on smoking it. It was in her hand. And the security guard walked by this long bathroom line that we're there. He's like, nope, nope. Let's go. Let's go. She's like, what? What? He's like, no, you know that's not allowed. Let's go. She's like, no, I wasn't smoking it. Doesn't matter. You're not allowed to bring it in. Nope. And she's like, please, sir, like I'm here with all my friends. Don't care. And she goes, my bag is under my seat downstairs. He's like, too bad. You're out of here. And then, so she left, and then she's yelling back to her friend, can you grab my bag? And I'm still in this never-ending line, bathroom line with her friend, and she hears from her. She's like, they told me I'm lucky they didn't call the police, that they could have me arrested for this, and they're threatening me. And it was just crazy over a vape. And the thing is, there was no signs that said like no vape pens or no smoking. Obviously, you know, you can't smoke in the theater. But so we were with, shout out to Charisse. She goes, well, I heard them say it when I came in. They said no vape pens. I'm like, well, I didn't hear them say that. And Holly, you said you didn't hear them say that.
I didn't.
So I could have, if I was a vapor, I would have had one in my purse too, and I could have been like arrested. I don't know. They were very hardcore, but you saw the aftermath on the street. So what happened there?
Yeah, so I was like in the lobby and there was like a big scuffle going on, and the lady who I would assume was like the front house manager was like super upset, and she was talking to security, and there was two NYPD there, and she was so I went outside because oh she was outside talking to the police, and so I went around the corner and I was standing right there so I could listen. I'm nosy, and there was this other lady. She was
You were getting
smoking.
the story.
Yeah, there was this other lady, and I'm like, sorry, I'm gonna stand right by you. I'm so nosy. I have to hear what they're saying. And she's like, oh, me too. Like, let's listen. She's like, I saw what happened though. This lady, someone had their phone on, like the light, and the lady yelled over and was like, hey, turn that off. And the person was like, I am, like, relax or something like that. And then the person wouldn't stop harping on it. Like, even when the phone was off, the lady was still yelling at the person. And security said, that's enough, get out, and kicked the person out that, not the phone person, but the person who was yelling along with their party. And apparently there was some kind of pushing that happened or something like that. So they ended up removing them, but they were not happy about it. The police were called because of the pushing and everything. And then as I was going back in after hearing all of that, then I saw the vape girl and she was like, I'm so, she's like, I'll leave right now. I had no idea. I'm so, I look, you can keep it. I'm leaving. Like, is that good? Like, please. Like, I don't want to. And they were like, okay, leave. Like, it was crazy.
I think they could have just confiscated it and then said, we got to check the rest of your bag.
Well, she kind of volunteered to leave. So I think she had just got so nervous that she was just trying to say whatever she could
Oh.
to get herself out of it, you know?
Yeah, upstairs there was no choice about it. He's like, no, she was at, he was like, nope. But yeah, that's crazy. So just if you guys are going, no vape pens.
Yeah,
Like don't
jeez.
even have it in your purse, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So then the show. So the first part at some, I think the cast kept looking at me for a reason, and this is the reason. And at some point I was just laughing so hard at myself, I had to tap Holly and point. Yeah, I'm like, look at this. This is ridiculous. I found myself tearing up.
Like this
Like
was in the this was the very beginning.
yeah. It wasn't even like the redemption arc
No,
finale. Like, oh, I'm
no.
so happy it worked out for Roxy.
No.
It was the beginning. And I was like, why am I crying? I'm like, stop it. I kept like waving. I'm like, am I just like so happy for Ariana and that she's full of joy and her dream has come true and she's so happy? And I'm like, am I really that moved for someone else's joy? Or, and I'm like, well, I'm like, am I just crying because it's not me up there? Am I projecting? But I wasn't feeling like, damn it, I wish that was me. I don't know what it was, but I'm like, I can't imagine me crying just to see like Ari, oh my God, Ariana's fulfilling her dream. I mean, it'd be nice of me if I
I was
was.
freaking shocked. Like, Sarah?
I think it must have been myself projecting of my own lost dreams that will never happen. And then Holly's telling me, you know, you could still audition. Look at the lead lady, Velma. She was old. You know, I'm like, it's too late. And all that jazz.
The first thing I was thinking, I was like, oh, like, we all could still do this. Like, anyone can follow their dream. Seriously.
I actually don't have a dream of being on Broadway,
Are you
especially with that,
sure?
especially with that schedule. Fuck no. I need to have my couch time. I need to have my fun time. Like, that's a lot of work what she's doing. Like, if I could be on like a weekend or a couple weekend, like she does it all week long. Even if it was like on the weekends, sure.
You know who would be able to do it? Peter.
Yep.
He would have, there's 24 hours in the day, Sarah. It would just be a tiny commitment to be in something like Chicago. You could
Yeah,
do
he could
it.
still do his day job managing Sir.
Yeah, you could still go to the gym. You could
Yep.
still be on the couch, everything.
Still run 19 different businesses.
Yeah. Write some scripts, produce
Yep.
some movies.
Sell some faulty casino apps.
Some starter ponies.
Starting party merch or the real number one guy in the group.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
Or
So
Candles by Peter Madrigal.
yes, oh my God, $25 candles. $25 plus $19.95 shipping and handling. Jesus.
Oh my God. You're not going to believe what I did and what I've already had to do. So, you guys, when we went to New York, I borrowed like pretty much like Diane's wardrobe. Like I borrowed all of her like little tops and stuff to give me different options to take there. But one of the most important things that I borrowed that she asked me to please take good care of was her black jacket coat, which I left in New York in the closet.
Oh
I hung it up in there because I had been out in the rain, and so I was like, I didn't want to like put it on the couch. So I was like, oh, I'll just hang it on a hanger in the closet and dry it. And then, what I thought I would wear it again. And as I was unpacking, I was like, where's that freaking coat? And I'm like, oh my God, I did not check the closet when we were checking out. And so I made Chad call because I cannot use the
Oh.
phone, and they
I was
have
gonna
it.
say we could call. Oh,
They,
good.
the housekeeping lady was so nice, and I was like, you know what? If she got in that room, I'm sure she turned it into lost and found because she's nice like that.
Okay,
So
so they
I
have it and they're going to ship it to you.
then had to open a FedEx account and provide them the number, and now they're going to ship it to me.
Oh, nice.
I have not told Diane yet, and hopefully I won't have to.
I did that because I never use the closet, but in Turks and Caicos, because we were coming from Minnesota, and because it was like 0 degrees, right? So you had to have a coat. But then there, it's like not 0 degrees, so I put it in a closet because I didn't need it. And sure enough, because I wasn't using the closet, I left. And then we were supposed to go to New York after that, which was supposed to be like -3. And I'm like, oh my God, the only jacket I have, I left in the hotel closet. And I'm like, oh, I'm sure they still have it, but it was like a $30 or $35 cab ride back to that hotel,
Yeah.
and then and each way, so it would be like $70 to spend on the cab ride when the jacket was like 30 or 40 on clearance last Christmas at
Yeah.
Target. I'm
Well, I
like,
mean,
this doesn't make sense.
my mom probably wouldn't have cared, but it's just the fact that I'm like, I
Yeah.
better just get it sent home.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so what was your experience with the show?
Okay, so this was my first, I've obviously seen shows before, but never in New York. So this was my first like Broadway experience. And it was just so freaking surreal to me that A, I was sitting in the third row. B, just being in like this old theater and all like and just thinking about all of the productions that have been done there and just watching like all the cast and how hard they've worked to even be able to get onto that stage was just like so crazy. And then Ariana came out, and I mean, to me, like what I really took home from her, like she was so comfortable on stage. She commanded the stage. Like there was no time that I ever was like uncomfortable, like cringing, like, ooh, this is a little embarrassing. Like she's not doing that well. She did amazing the entire time. She didn't miss a beat. She looked amazing. And I really enjoyed the story. I thought that they did such a cute job of, yeah, telling the little story. And it was, I loved it.
Yeah, it was really good. She was really good. The cast was really good. Oh, I
Yeah.
forgot my moment. You guys, when I finally reached the pinnacle, the top of the stairs, I am next to enter the bathroom. And at that moment, I see Daniel, Ariana's boyfriend. And he's on his phone looking down. And I had to make a judgment call. I had to either get out of line. I just stood in for 30 minutes to go talk to him or go to the bathroom. I was like, oh my God, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? So I like met in the middle somehow. I'm like, oh hey Daniel. And then I went into the bathroom, but he didn't look up. So I don't know if he didn't hear me or if he's like, oh God, another one of these weirdos that thinks they know me but they don't know me.
Oh my gosh.
But I didn't stick around to find out or to try again. Because I couldn't lose my spot in the bathroom line. I mean, I probably could have told like the girl behind me, like, "Hey, go ahead," but then I would have to but look like I was budging someone else, you know?
Yeah.
And then I thought maybe he'll still be out there when I come out, and he was not. But we did see him after the show.
Yes. And
Anything?
he was so like
He hung back.
I just like his demeanor. He really lets Ariana shine.
Oh, opposite of Sandoval. Yeah, he hung back, kept looking down at his phone, like he was not taking her shine at all. Yeah.
And he just seems like just so supportive of her. You know, like kind of exactly what she needs right now. And that's like with me knowing just from just watching, you know.
I mean, I have seen him at so many shows in their stories that, I mean, I don't know that I could watch that show 20 times, even if, like, you were in it or myself in it, you know what I mean? Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So, major support.
I mean, Brad too. I saw him sitting in the audience again. You know, he watches all the time as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you're in love with someone, that's what you do. That's why Daniel's there. That's why Brad's there.
Yeah.
Okay, so we get out. So we had heard, thank you, shout out to Heather for giving us some tips and advice on meeting Ariana, after the show, they have this barricade up so you can wait as the people in the cast come out of the stage door, and you can cheer and clap and take a picture, get autographs, whatevs. But Heather had said she didn't get out there fast enough. People make a beeline, and then you're stuck in the back of the pack. So we knew to, first of all, we had already scoped it out the night before, and we were going to do it the night before, but then we got the timing wrong, so we said, fuck it. And that ended up being the night Jerry was there, so we missed out on saying hi to Jerry, but that's fine. We got some sleep that we needed, and we put out a podcast. Okay, so Heather told us just, after the lights come up and everyone's clapping and standing ovation, dart out there. And so I told Holly, you stay and you can film the, applause and them getting their roses and all that, and I'll dart out and secure our spot. So I dart out, and no one's out there except for Charisse. Shout out to Charisse. So she got there too. So we are both standing there. Then Holly comes out, we get our position, and it fills up. It is like 10 people deep back in the sidewalk, and then it's probably like, what, 50 feet long, 10 people deep. So, a couple hundred people. And we wait, some of the cast comes out, people cheer. One of the security guards was in a very grumpy mood. He's like, I do this all day, I know what's happening. And then the other security guard was very cool and charming and fun. And he's the one that Holly posted the video of asking the audience not to bring up Ariana's ex.
But I would suggest kissing up to the other one because he's the one who selected one lucky member of the audience to go up and get, an up close and personal shot with Ariana.
But everyone else did get like shots with her, selfies,
Behind the barricade, though.
behind the barricade. Yeah. And she, yes, you guys, she was wearing a mask. We saw a lot of feedback like, why is she wearing a mask? COVID's over. But she has been sick, coughing. So, A, I'm sure to protect everyone else, very considerate from, we don't want her coughing in our face. And also protect herself from, there's hundreds of people wanting up close, and you're ear to ear when you take a selfie, breath to breath. So, she doesn't want to get other people sick, and she doesn't want to collect any more sicknesses. So that's why she was wearing the mask. So I was thinking, though, the guy, because I heard the guy say, you said, is it always like this? And he's like, oh no, but the last 2 days have been crazy. So other people have been to the show, and they're like, they didn't announce that when we were there. People were asking about Sandoval and Scandoval, but I think because the lawsuit just dropped on Friday, so when he said the last 2 days, that makes sense. It was extra crazy because everyone's like, what do you think about the lawsuit? You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't want to bring down, she's high. She just finished a great show. She doesn't want to be bombarded with questions about Sandoval's sex tape and Raquel, which I bet. And so it makes sense when the security guard said the last 2 days. And I thought, why the last 2 days? And then
I
it
didn't
dawned
hear
on
that.
me.
I didn't hear that. I thought I heard him say it's always like that.
No, but he said the last 2 days in something, and I didn't put it together. And I was like, the last, I just remember thinking, why just the last 2 days? So I would think if anything, it would have died down by now. But then I thought about it. I think it was on the plane. I was like, oh, the last 2 days. The la we it was Sunday, Friday. She had shows Friday and Saturday. That's probably why, what he was kind of talking about, and probably why he made that announcement. When like people like Heather that went earlier didn't get that announcement, So, I don't know, just something I realized. So, okay, then Ariana comes out.
Yeah, she comes out and it was nice. She took pictures with everybody. Oh, she started in down the line where I didn't think she should have, but she started at the end and worked her way over, and she was signing the playbill and all that. And then she came to us.
And she's like, "Hey," she's like, "I saw you. I saw you. You're in the third row." I was like, "I know them." And I said, "Yeah, Holly," like, elbowed me and said, "Ariana's looking at us smiling." She goes, "I was." So that was very nice.
Yeah, that was cool. Well, it was really fun that she spotted us because it was during one of the scenes where like she has to freeze, like the other, she's not the focus of the scene, and so someone is doing something in front of her and she has to like hold her breath and not move, not blink. But she was looking right at us and her eyes were like twinkling, like, and I like did like a little wave and she like smiled even more, and that's why I was like, she's looking at us. But yeah, it was funny and very satisfying.
Well, I was trying to because I felt bad for the other cast because you realize like so many people are there to see Ariana, so everyone's staring at Ariana the whole time. And I thought, oh, I'd feel really bad if I was the cast, like, someone look at me. So I was trying to rotate my eyes to every different cast member periodically so that they had some engagement and it wasn't just all about Ariana. So I think I was doing that. I was doing my rotation while. When you pointed that out to me, I did see it, but I just wasn't sure that she was looking at us. But
Yeah.
you have better eyesight than I do
Yeah,
at the current time. And then we said something. I'm like, he said, oh, I said, yeah, we're gonna see, so and so in a couple of weeks. I'll show. Oh, wait, I don't have anything to show, like video. She's like, yeah, because if you did, you'd get kicked out. I'm like, yeah, I don't have any videos of the show because obviously you can't record. And then something like I'm just nervous. I go, ever since Brad posted he's moving to New York, I'm nervous we're going to lose you to New York. And she kind of like nervously laughs. She's like, yeah, I can do both coasts. I'm like, well, hopefully we'll see you in LA soon. She's like, yeah, we can meet at the sandwich shop. So that's good news for the sandwich shop. Still underway. But it did very much seem like she will be doing the bi-coastal thing.
Yeah, we literally said that, and she like laughed. I was like, yeah, I can do it both by coastal.
Yeah, and that's why I think her dog and cat are out here and that and so when she has to go to LA, she has both Brad and Daniel. To watch them. So we'll see. We don't know if she has other work lined up in New York or she'll be just flying back to film. I'm sure she, if there is a season 12, I think, I believe she would do it unless she had another job that was, as lucrative or promising. But we'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah. Ultimately, we could. If it's canceled, she would probably just move there full time. So there we go. What else did she say?
We just talked about like how amazing she was, and she was like, "Thank you." What else do we say?
I told her I started crying and I was mad that it was her up there and not me. And why is it always about her and never about me? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and you were like, I should have been on Dancing with the Stars, not you, Ariana.
Yeah, so it was fun. It was good.
But anyways,
It was good. It was grand, wasn't it? Swell.
I felt like she could have probably talked to us a little bit longer, but there was just waves of people behind us, and everyone was staring at us because she was spending so much time with us. So we very nicely moved out of the way so everyone else could get their time with her as
Yeah,
well.
she didn't end it. She was
No,
like
it was
still
us.
talking. But I felt bad. I was like, okay, well, we'll leave you be. Like we often do at these events, we let fans that don't get access to these people very often or ever, we let them go get their pictures. And if they're still around and we want to talk afterwards, that's what we do because, we don't, people have limited access, so give it to the people.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, but then we did walk up a couple blocks and then realized we were going the wrong way, so we circled back and she was still out there. But most of the crowd had left, but she was getting every last person in that line. So we could have gone back, but We
And
didn't.
I thought that was nice of the crowd too. Like it seemed like just like how we ducked out of the way when we were done, it seemed like most people were doing that. So, although she did stay there till the end of her crowd, it people were being respectful and moving quickly, I thought.
What a long day she must have had. So, you guys, on Saturdays and Sundays, there's a 2 p.m. show and then a 7 or 8 p.m. show. Saturdays it's 8, Sundays it's 7. But just think about that schedule. So, like Friday night, you at your show, you don't get home till midnight, you got to take off all your stage makeup. Then you got to get back for Saturday into hair and makeup, probably be at the theater by 11, do your 2 o'clock show. You have like a couple hours between the matinee and the evening show. You can't go eat because you don't want to be bloated and full and tired for your 7 p.m. performance. You can't drink. You're like, it's just got to be so grueling.
And during it, you're mic'd up. Like, so you have to go early, mic, sound check. And then yeah, you're in your microphone. So if you're chomping away and the guy doesn't have your mic turned down, everyone will hear you. You can't eat during the show. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yep. So and that's it on New York. I mean, you got to do a lot of your bucket list. You got the hot dog that you were disappointed in. You got the pizza, but it wasn't really a true New York slice. We went to a pizza place. It was very good, with the whole brick oven thing. But you can get that pizza anywhere that, has a nice setup like that. It's not a true New York slice that's in the case in the little tiny walk-up place that it's been sitting in the case all day and then they heat it up. Like, that's a true New York slice. But it was really good.
Yeah, they're like, okay, so I feel like overall, like I'm so satisfied with everything that I got to do in New York. It was like such a dream. But obviously, like if I could go back, like there's so many more things that I'd want to do, like all the museums and the places where I need to like kind of go to do that. I do have a couple more notes. One, I did not know there was a Notebook the Musical. Didn't know that. The horns, the honking. I was not expecting that. Like I knew that like that was like the ambiance of like the like the city noise, but it is
Because they honk for no reason. Like, it's like the
yes.
light is red. What do you want me to do? Run over these pedestrians? Like, it's usually when we honk, it's because someone cut us off or someone's looking at their phone at a green
Or
light.
they're gonna crash into us,
Yeah, or crash. But this is just honking to honk.
Yeah, so like when I left the airport in San Diego and I was driving, I was like, I felt myself driving like New York. Like I was like, I'm gonna be an aggressive driver like those people. I mean, they just like they don't F around. Like they speed up when there's space on the road, they go as fast as they possibly can. Then when they hit their brakes and they maneuver around each other and it's just like
I
it's
don't
so
think they use their
aggressive.
rear view mirror because I'll be in the back seat looking and I'm like, yeah, there's a car there, and they just go anyways. They expect the car that you're cutting off to stop,
But like
and they
they do,
do.
yeah, and they don't bump. I don't know how they do it.
I know, because some of the Uber or Lyfts we had were nice cars, and I was like, dude, I wouldn't want this to get bumped, but he was doing some risky moves, and I was like, you don't care, you're about to get smashed like several times, but he wasn't.
On Monday, I got up and like I went walking, and I was like, oh, because I wanted to get the kids like their little souvenirs, and I knew it would be like less crowded, so I was just walking around, and I came upon a little area where everyone was getting their shoe shined. Like I
Oh.
haven't seen that shit forever.
Right.
They used to have little spots around here, like in like kind of like our business areas, but it's long gone, long gone. So that was a nice little art form to see that still existed. I saw some protesting. I saw NYPD with like some crazy, like, like when they have the little zip ties to arrest people. Oh, I saw they were filming something where I was. Let me see if I can. Maybe you guys all know what this is and I don't. It is called. Ba, 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 where is it? It's called Harlem. Harlem something, and I believe that's a show on Prime. So if anyone has watched that, they were filming that, and it was so interesting because, you know, we see filming here all the time, and we see like the trailer, especially like when they film at the beach and stuff, they'll pull up these giant trailers. Well, this was a, you know, it has to fit on the New York street, so it was so narrow. So one of them was, oh, it had the like the actors' names. It was all Lucy, so and so. Like it had their names on it. And I looked in, and it was like the size of the airplane bathroom.
Their trailer.
Yes, like they each had their own space, but it was like a tiny
Oof.
little bench and like a little mirror with lights, like just enough for them to like sit in.
Oh my God.
And I was like, that's different. But it was like in a semi truck, so it fit on the curb. So like they were parked on the side of the street. It was interesting. I got a New York bagel, and like 100% that lived up to the hype the most. Like it was probably my most New York bite of something that I had besides the nuts. The nuts were also very good. Yeah, it was just freaking amazing. Really, really good.
Yeah, because it's like light and airy and chewy, but then crispy. It's, yeah, it's so
Yeah,
good.
it's just good. Yeah, I had it with like their like, you know, brewed iced tea, and oh my God, it was so freaking good. What else happened? Da 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 da. Cane's was really cool. I got to go into there finally and look at their stuff.
Like the chicken place?
Yeah. I saw the New York Times. I found the Jelly Cat store, which that was like a big deal. That's like a big thing in New York right now. What
Why did you want
else?
to go into Cane's?
They just had like New York merch. So like they had like really cute like canvas bags and like sweatshirts and stuff. I got Ronnie a canvas bag. Oh, the other thing.
That says Cane's, New York?
And it has like
Is
the street stop. It's super cute.
this like an a has Cane's become the new Hard Rock Cafe?
Like any like wearing anything Canes
Really?
or like In and Out is very in.
So like Cane's Nashville, I should get like a t-shirt, or Cane's Chicago, like if
Yeah.
that's okay. All right, good to
And they
know.
have scrunchies, by the way.
Oh. Yeah, why didn't you get me one? That's rude.
That is rude. I don't
I'm
know what I was thinking.
gonna go get a KFC scrunchie. Is that a thing? Is that a thing or is no, it's just Cane's.
I mean, like, everyone should have merch, and then maybe it would become a thing.
Oh, like Taco Bell on Vanderpump, Taco Bell merch,
That's
Jack's
right.
sweatshirt. Yeah.
I didn't go
Okay.
into Taco Bell, but I bet they had good stuff too. They're right next door and just as big.
Oh.
Let's see what else happened.
The things you learn.
Yeah. The Outsiders, Chad is like still very excited about that. So is Ronnie. Since that's what he reads her at bedtime.
Yeah, Chad's reading Holly's children, who are 9 and 5. The Outsiders.
Oh, but I'm like Sarah agreed with me and thought that that was like borderline not appropriate, Chad. And he's like, really? She did? And I was like, yeah. But he was like all shocked that
I mean, I love it. It's great. But again, I was like, 14.
Oh,
Particularly Daisy.
well,
This is about
Daisy.
gangs and knife fights and a boy burning almost to death.
Daisy doesn't really listen, I guess, but
And
Ronnie
rape.
definitely
Did
does.
Cherry get raped? I can't remember. Cherry Lane. Like, it's all these lovely nighttime bedtime stories.
Nighty night.
Funny.
Oh my gosh. And we didn't talk about Tavern on the Green. And
Yeah, so we went there in Central Park. I had been there. My dad loved that place, so he had brought me, and I'm keeping on the tradition. So, yeah, we ate there.
well,
I don't know what.
your dad was right. It was so, it was like one of those places where, like, I feel like a couple of times, like, some of my bosses would take me to, like, a nice lunch, and, like, that's how it was. You know, it's like just nice service, nice food, nice, and like it was just very nice.
So what it used to be, it's probably like it's kind of considered like the touristy joke now. Like Catch is considered the tourist trap in New York, but not in LA. In LA, it's fine. But in the day, it's where like the society or the celebs would go. It's like the Spago. Like when Spago was big, Tavern on the Green was big, but now Spago is kind of like touristy, right? And as is Tavern on the Green, but it's like iconic staple. So it's like, who cares? We are tourists. Let's go check out the history. You know, it's been there forever. So it's in a ton of movies.
Well, when everyone knew what it was except for me, I was like, "Oh my gosh, okay." But yeah, I really liked it. But we had a super, the trip was just like amazing. And like part of like one of my favorite things about my friendship with Sarah is like Sarah is like she travels so much for work and for pleasure, but it's like it's so nice traveling with her because she just knows how to like get around. Like now, if I were to take my family or something, I feel like I would have confidence in like knowing how far it is from the airport to the hotel or like, you know, where I would want to stay or how to get around and stuff. So it's just 'cause on Monday I went out by myself without Sarah, and although I was like doing it, it's like obviously better with someone who knows where they're kind of going. But it was cool. I really liked it.
Yeah, you mastered it. You saw a lot. I know where the New York Times is, and that's a walk. So you see.
So yeah, I walked all around. And then I gave myself low blood sugar from walking too much. So then that's when I got my bagel, and it was like it was so I probably sold that place like so many bagels because like three people walked up to me and they're like, "Where did you get that?" Because I was like eating it and I must have been like like really like enjoying it or something because everyone's like, "Where'd you get that?" I'm like, "Oh, you just go right down there."
Oh.
But yeah, it was so good.
Cool.
But
Well.
yeah, I can't like it's almost like surreal to be sitting. I walked into my I drove home. Walked into my house and my house felt really big. I was like, "Oh my God, like my house looks so big." And I Chad's like, "Really? That's weird. That's a weird thing to come home and say." I was like, "Yeah, I don't know why. Like, not that
Yeah.
nothing, I don't know why it felt like that, but it did."
I mean, our room was actually shockingly huge because normally they are just so small. Even at the nicest hotel, it's a small room. But this one was oversized and it was like overlooking literally
It
where the ball
was,
drops in Times Square. Like,
if we wouldn't have had our room, I don't know that I would have like done as well on this trip because the bed, like we would get into the room and just like I had to just lay down. I would lay down and it was so nice having my own bed, you know, to be able to like kick my legs over and ugh.
there's a couch against the floor-to-ceiling glass windows, which overlooked, you know, Times Square, everything. So it's like we could just kind of like when I go to New Orleans and I stay at Royal Sonesta, I get that balcony that overlooks Bourbon Street. So when you're tired and don't feel like being in the mix on Bourbon Street, you can still be a part of it by just watching from your balcony. So it's kind of like that, like Holly, you know, I'm like, oh, are you having FOMO? Because she check the window to see what was
Well,
happening.
every time I came in like kind of like tired or like needing to lay down, I was like disappointed in myself 'cause I'm like, "Holly, you have X amount of hours here. You wanted to come, like go out there." And then but like there was time I just had to like stop a few times and be like sleep because and by the time Monday, I was like I could share the videos with you guys, but they're too horrifying. I'm like, "I'm so like I was tired. Tired."
Yeah.
And when
You
I,
don't
oh,
want.
so anyways, when I got home from first, when I left the airport, like I made a wrong turn. I ended up having to, like, I went down, like, SeaWorld Drive or something for, like, a
Oh.
long ass time. And then
Oh, shit.
I had to get gas anyway. So I got gas and then and it was fine. But, so I got home and I actually beat the kids home from their practice. So I was like, sweet. So I ran inside, jumped in the shower to get all of, like those airport germs off of me. And I took off my pants and my shoes, you know, for the first time since I had woken up early that morning to go out walking. My ankles and legs were so freaking swollen.
Oh.
Like, I don't know if it was from the air. That's never happened to me before, where it was like just like they were like ballooned out.
Wow.
And like just now they're starting to, it's like I drink like a ton of water to like try to get all that out of me, whatever that was, or I don't want to think about what it was. But yeah,
Crazy.
freaky. Yeah.
Yeah,
Crazy.
our flight was 45 minutes early landing. So the end, we both had emergency row and we both had empty seats next to us. So it was a real dream on our flight
It was
back.
so nice. Like just being able to have the armrest was like so nice.
Yes, and not a man's knees like spread eagle into your
Yeah, or
space.
having like his thigh against me the whole time. Yuck.
Yeah, I was telling Holly too, and the guy always in the middle seat takes the armrest, and it's like his elbow is always hitting the side of my boob, so it makes it real personal, and it's like, ugh! So
Yeah.
then I find myself twisting, but then I'll like, you twist your like rib out of shape or something, or like, I'm like, ow! Because I'm like twisted away for like 5 hours, and it's not good on the body.
Yeah.
So, well, we made it. We packed a lot into a very short amount of time. The show was great. Talking to Ariana was great. I'm glad we got to do that. I would have
Oh, and
regretted it
hello,
if
we
we
haven't
hadn't.
talked about like, well, oh, I guess we did. We did already talk about filming our thing, didn't we? Do we talk
Yeah.
about, well, I just like, yeah, overall, I feel so accomplished with what we went to New York to, go see Ariana, go to the Brass Monkey, get those things done, and I'm
On
so
the year
happy.
anniversary, we filmed it on March 2nd, which technically is when Sheena and Raquel had their scuffle because it was after midnight. So it was March 2nd for them. That's when we filmed it to the day of the Scandiversary.
It's just satisfying to create some like content like that that we can be proud of, and like the numbers on it are very satisfying. It is super annoying when like we post a video, a TikTok that Schwartz did, and like it garners as many views as something that we created ourselves. But I'm just like, it makes me so proud of our podcast and our community that like we were able to make this trip, go and do that. Like it was just awesome. Like
Yeah.
when I look back on my podcasting career, whenever it ends, which I hope it never does, but it's like I'm so proud of the work that we have done, because from all of our trips, all of the things that we've done, like we haven't been the ones who have sat back and just stolen content and talked about nothing. Like we really have done the work. We've been in the trenches. We've gone, it's like we've made our trips to all of these places that just it's just awesome.
Yes, we so much deserve that. I'm looking at the award we have for best VPR podcast, boots on the ground. We deserve that. Thank you, Kimberly, for giving that to us.
That yes, I will never forget that moment. Like every gift that you guys have ever given us, like is extreme. I have everything that anyone has ever given us, like from, whatever, even a card that you guys have written. Like it means so much to us that you guys support us. And the comments on our content, like we appreciate that. So like some people are like, you guys deserve more credit than you're getting. It's like, thank you. Like that is so nice. And another nice thing you guys could do for us is just go to iTunes, tap that 5-star review. Like that would I accidentally went in there because I was seeing if our podcast posted properly, and I about spiraled again looking at the comments because I just have to not look at it. But if you get around to it, just give us 5 stars. Let's see if we can get that rating up a bit.
Or give us a great review, and so we can flood out all the, I'm going to say the word, dumb ones.
Yeah.
Also, we had the microphone necklaces with us that Charisse gave us, and we both were going to wear them to the show. And we both pulled our necklaces out, and in the travels and whatnot, they both got tangled, and we both have knots in our necklaces that we couldn't get out in time for the
Yeah, and
show. So,
I meant
sorry.
to bring mine and fix it, and I forgot. But Charisse, I brought that necklace to New York, and so did Sarah. We were both doing it at the same time, so that was like that's so special to us as well. And thank you, Charisse, for coming to New York. Oh my gosh, we had so much fun with her, And
I brought it. I had it in my purse because I was going to show her so she'd believe me. I'm like, see, there's a knot. I feel like I'm Tonya Harding. See, there's a knot in my lace. I really was going to skate. No, I truly wanted to wear it, but I couldn't get the, and then we ran out of time. We're like, we got to go. We're going to be late.
Yeah.
I just got a text. This is totally unrelated, but it's related to the episode. I did forget to point out, why would a sandwich shop like that, you know, how small something about her need a front of the house? I mean, that is a good point. And when Penny said, well, you're going to be front of the house, but you're also going to be doing dishes and bussing dishes and taking orders, like, then isn't that just kind of like, wasn't Logan supposed to be the front of the house? Or is he like the GM? But do you really need a front of the house for like that tiny, tiny little shop?
I mean, they're going to because of the crowd. They're going to need
Oh,
someone that
yeah.
can razzle dazzle the crowd
That's true.
and manage like the expectations, I think, coming in the door and stuff too.
Yeah, good point. Okay, well, thank you guys for helping us have a great trip. Thank you for listening to our stuff. Again, go over to Patreon. I'm going to put some extra stuff in there to help you experience what we did in the Patreon. I'll do that on
Oh,
Wednesday.
hold up, hold up. I just found I found some more notes, Sarah. You have not told your story yet.
What story?
You have to please end it. Like the podcast will absolutely love your toothbrush story.
There is no story. It's not even funny. It's just a you had to be there maybe kind of moment. It's not worth telling.
Oh my God. Okay. I'll go ahead and tease that then. If you guys want to hear the story, if you think that my humor is funny, then on the next podcast we will tell it.
It's not.
No, it is.
It's not. Okay. Hopefully everyone's dropped off by now. Bye.
Toodaloo.
Bye.